Be'ez Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Sheni, the second chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Bikurim, the laws of the first fruits, in the Sefer Zeraim. So Rambam begins this discussion regarding the Bikurim and their obligation to separate them. Halacha Alf, the Rambam begins regarding from where do we bring the Bikurim, the first fruits. So mitzvah says, Lahavi Bikurim LaMikdash. There's a positive commandment to bring the first fruits to the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'ein Noigim El B'fnei Abayis. However, the halachas only apply when the Beis HaMikdash is around. And only in the land of Eretz Yisrael itself. Shemek says in the Pasuk in Shemais, Reishis Bikuri Ad Mascha, the first of the ripening of the fruits of your land, in Eretz Yisrael, Tavi Beis Hashem Mekecha, it should be brought to the house of Hashem, your God. So both, again, in Eretz Yisrael, and only when the Beis HaMikdash is around. Now, however, Mavin Bikurim Shal Devayim, but rabbinically we bring Bikurim, Mi'ari Sichin V'Oig, from the lands that were conquered from Sichin and Oig, from Misuria and from Syria. And the reason is Shakunim B'Syria, because someone who purchases in Syria is Kakunim B'Shalayim, is at least rabbinically, as if he purchased land in Yerushalayim. Now, Abel Ammon or Moyev, the lands of Ammon and Moyev, Bavel, Af Bishin Chayev, Betrumah, Maisim, and Dvarim, although rabbinically we do give the obligations of tithes and Trumas over there, in Avin Man Bikurim, we don't bring Bikurim from over there. And the reason for that is because Bikurim that are Tahar are only allowed to be eaten in Yerushalayim after it's placed in Nazar. Now, these Bikurim are considered Tami because they're coming from Eretz Ha'amim, from Chutz La'aretz. And therefore, they're forbidden to be eaten even in Yerushalayim. So therefore, the Chacham did not obligate to bring Bikurim from Chutz La'aretz, only Truma and Chala, which don't have to be eaten, and brought into Yerushalayim, so they can be eaten wherever they are. So the Chacham obligated to separate it, because they eat in Chutz La'aretz, even though that they're Tameh from Eretz Ha'amim. In contrast to Bikurim, and therefore, there's no obligation to separate them. And actually, Vim Hedi Bikurim Chutz La'aretz, if one brings Bikurim from out of Eretz as well, in Bikurim, they're not even considered as Bikurim. Halacha Beis, Ram discussed regarding what are the types of payers that are obligated in the laws of Bikurim. Halacha Beis. Im Mavin Bikurim, one does not bring the first fruits. El Meshavas Aminu Hamurim B'Shabach Ha'aretz, only the seven types of species of produce that are spoken about in the praise of the land of Eretz Yisrael. V'him, and they are based on the Pasuk, Hachitim, wheat, Vas'orim, and barley, Vanovim, and grapes, Vata'inim, and figs, Vermonim, and pomegranates, Vazesim, and Alva, Tamarim, and dates, which the Torah is referred to as Dvash, which refers to the date honey. If someone brings something of the first fruits besides from these species, they're not sanctified in the laws of Bikurim. Halacha Gimel, one does not bring limit to Marm Shabaharim, not from the dates that grow in the mountains, not the produce that grows in the valleys, neither the olive that produces oil that is not from that which is the most chosen. Element to Marm Shabaharim, rather, we bring from the best. We bring from the dates that grow in the valleys, which there specifically the valleys are good, and the produce which grows high on the mountains where the sun bakes on it, because those are from the choices. If someone brings not from the choices, like the dates that grow in the mountains, or the figs that they would smear them and they would make holes in them, because or else it's not going to produce well, or the grapes that are dusty and that are smoked, which again, they would spread dust on it and they would smoke it to get rid of the worms that are inside. Again, learn the scotch, those are the inferior ones, and they're not even sanctified in the laws of the status of Bikurim. Halacha Dalet, Emavim Bikurim Mashkin. One does not bring the first fruits in liquid form, Chutz Mizizim and the Mulvad, except for olives and grapes. Shlomo says in the Pasuk in the Varim, Pri Hadama, the fruits of the land, B'lay Mashka, not liquid, not beverage. And then maybe mashkin, if they bring liquid, and we don't receive them except for olives and grapes, which those are considered the pre of olive oil and of the wine. Halacha hei hakrim liyushlam, those who live near Yerushalayim, mevin te'enim anavim lachim, they should bring their figs and their grapes when they're moist, because that's better than the dried figs and the raisins. But v'rochigim, those who live far away, mevin leisim gregis v'tzimukim, they should bring as dried figs and as dried grapes as the raisins, because it's going to last better on such a long journey. Halacha Vav, the Ram tells us what's the actual time when one could bring Bikurim. So, Emavin Bikurim, one does not bring the first fruits, Kurim Latzeres before Shavuos. Shlomik says in the Pasuk, in Shemais, V'chaga, Kotzer, and the Yomtiv of the harvest, which refers to Shavuos, because Chag Shavuos Tastcha Bikuri Kitzir Chidim, Bikurim Asecha, the first of your handiwork, which refers to the Shtei Alechem, which is brought on Shavuos, that's when the first start being brought in the Beis HaMikdash, and then one could bring his Bikurim. Now, if someone did bring his first fruit before Shavuos, they don't receive it from him. They should leave it over there in the Azara. After Tavat Tzeres, until it comes Shavuos, and then he designates them as Bikurim. So too, you cannot bring Bikurim after the following Chanukah, because the first fruits which mature after Chanukah, is already considered from the following year, and therefore you have to leave it until the next Shavuos. Halacha Zayin, in Levin Bikurim, one does not bring the first fruits, Lemon Chadash Al Yashan, not from the new on the old, Lemon Yashan Al Chadash, and neither from the old on the new, because Bikurim are compared to Meiser, which has to be from that year. Kitzat how so? So Lo Yavi Bin Perish Shachantu Kaidin Tubishvat. One should not bring from produce which had already matured before Tubishvat, a Perish Shachantu Achatesvat by to produce which matured afterwards, because that's the cutoff of the fruits of the tree that is considered as a separate year. Now, the Rambam tells us regarding the obligation of taking Bikurim from the ground, from the land. So, Echad and Atea, this halacha applies whether one plants, Echad Oilmeil, but whether that which grows by itself, Shinoke says in the Pasuk Mamid, but Bikuri Kolash Abaratzim, the first of whatever is in their land. So, to halacha chesu, Perishal Shutafin Chayiv Bikurim, the produce of even partners is obligated in Bikurim. Shinoke says in the Pasuk, Bikuri Kolash Abaratzim, again, the same Pasuk, but it says whatever is in their land, in the plural, is considered as Bikurim. Now, halacha tes, Hagodl Ba'atzis, that which grows in a pot. Even though it has a hole, so it's nourishing from the ground. Or that which is growing in the boat, even though that could be really like considered connected to the ground, then you don't bring it at all. Like it says in the Pasuk, ba'artim, in their land. But you do bring what's growing on the roof or in a ruin, because that's still considered from their land. It's considered a part of the land in contrast to like a pot or a boat. Halacha yud. If someone plants a tree in his field, now he grafts it into his friend's field without permission, or to the public domain, which also you're not allowed to do. Or let's say he planted in his friend's field or in the public domain, and then he goes and he grafts it into his own field. So either whichever direction it's starting and going to. Or let's say in a different case, let's say the primary trunk was in his field. And then he goes and he grafts, he takes another part of it and he plants that branch also in this field. But the public path or a private path is separating in the middle, between his trunk and between the part that's grafted. You cannot bring Bikurim, not what's coming out from this part, in other words, from the primary, which the trunk is, not from the side that's on the other side, in other words, from where he's grafting it to. Kishnem, the Pasuk says in Shemoiz, Bikurad Mascha, the first fruits of your land, has to be that all the growth is coming from your land, in contrast over here, where part of it is in the public domain or someone else's field or even just passing by, would invalidate it. But let's say his friend gives him permission to graft his tree into his field, even if it's only for temporary, then he could bring the first fruits. And let's say his tree was near the boundary of his friend. Or let's say he's leaning towards his friend's field. There's an obligation, as the Rambam says in the 10th paragraph of Nechash Chayim, to distance oneself from someone else's field that it doesn't ruin. But still he could bring from that produce and say the parasha of Bikurim. Shamanas came because it was with this intention that a person could be Bikurim and recite the parasha and should not be considered as a robber. That was Hinchel Yeshua Sa'aretz. Yeshua Benun bequeathed the land to the Jewish people in such a way. Halacha Yud Beis, harisin sharecroppers, v'chachirin, and tenant farmers, which are arisas, is some of the works in someone else's field, to get half or a third or the quarter of the produce. Chachirin is someone who rents the field that he's going to pay with a certain amount of the harvest of the grain. Or bali zraya, sha'intzim mesa ba'olam, or people that force the owners, b'loichim mehem artzisim b'pachas, and they make them give their land for less than what it's worth, or b'galzon, or straight-out robbers, ein mevim b'kurim, they do not bring the first fruits from that land. Even though the owner already gave up hope, because land cannot be stolen, it's always going to be in the owner's domain. Like it says in the Pasig, b'kur ad mascha has to be the first fruits of your land, excluding all these individuals where it's not their land. Halachi gimel, regarding if someone purchases a tree or land. If someone purchases a tree in someone else's field, and he maybe cannot bring the Bikurim, because he doesn't have land, it's not Bikurim Moscha, he has just a tree. But let's say he has Shleishi, but three trees, Yesh Lekarka, then automatically he has the land that's between them. And although he really only has the trees, in other words, he only has ownership in the land as a way of utility for his trees, it's like he purchased the land, and it's included in Ad Moscha, and he could bring it and he could say the parasha. Now, even if he bought one tree with its land that he stipulated originally, so although automatically it's only by three, but if he stipulated, then there is maybe then he could bring and even say the parasha, because again, he has land. If someone purchases even detached produce, And even after he bought the produce, he subsequently buys the land. He says, maybe bikurum. Then he can bring the bikurum of that fruit. Because he has the land and his produce. Let's say peres chutz that karka. Let's say he sold them the produce besides for the land. Even if the produce that he sold him was attached, then maybe the seller cannot bring shari in peres. He doesn't have the produce. He sold the produce. But maybe, and the buyer also, the consumer doesn't bring shari in karka because he doesn't have land. Now, but let's say the seller who still had the land subsequently buys back the produce from the consumer. So maybe then he could bring the bikurim. Sharish like karka, but again, because ultimately he has the land and the produce. Now, look at this above the Ramakit is regarding the land of a Gentile or of idolatry. Someone sells his field to a Gentile. And then he buys it back from him. He says, maybe many bikurim in the Torah, biblically, he has an obligation to bring bikurim from that land. Because it does not get precluded from the commandment with the acquisition of a Gentile. Like we explained, that when he buys it back, he has an obligation to give the bikurim. Look at the Zayin, a Sherisha butler regarding an Avod Zara tree that was nullified. In other words, it was obviously that of a Gentile, which was nullified, and then the Jew buys it from him, because that of a Jew cannot be nullified. So although now it's not really as Avod Zara anymore, but Eim Avin Men Bikurim, you cannot bring Bikurim from it, because Bikurim is like the holiest levels of things which are sanctified to Hakdash, and therefore it's not taken from that which is even formally as an Avod Zara tree. Halacha Zayin, Ram tells us regarding the measurements of Bikurim. HaBikurim ain't lam shir min haTorah. Bikurim, the first fruit, don't have a specific measurement from the Torah. But rabbinically, it's tzarech lahafreshech mashishim. One has to separate 1/60th of his produce. The right to last is called sedei Bikurim. If someone wants to make his whole field as Bikurim, I say, well, he has the permission to make it. Halacha itches, hifish Bikurim. Let's say someone separates his first fruits. V'chazav ha'izavlem, and then he subsequently goes and he adds on to them. Oy itron, or he does what's called the crowning, meaning what's toisefes Bikurim is that he takes from the same species. Itur Bikurim is the crowning of the first fruits, which takes different species from the Shabbos Aminah. So Hariha Tosefes Ke Bikurim. So the additions will have the halacha like the Bikurim. Now, but when we say this, it's Kashav Meretz Yisrael, only when he's bringing Bikurim from Meretz Yisrael. But if he's bringing the Bikurim from Transjordan or from Syria, where there the halacha bringing Bikurim is only rabbinic, so then in the Bikurim, in the Bikurim, then the Tosefes is not going to have a halacha like Bikurim. Now, although we're saying that the addition will not there have the halacha like Bikurim, but in the Chelas HaBadara, it could only be eaten in a state of purity as Bikurim. And the Ima Aknas Bikurim B'chomakim, and we never go ahead and do the crowning of the first fruits. Wherever it is, Il Mishab Aminim, only from the seven species, although it's a different type, and you can do this crowning, but again, it has to be from the Shivas Aminim. Halacha Tes Ram discusses different ways of the ways of how to separate Bikurim. So Ketzim Afrisham Bikurim, how does one separate the first fruits? So Yerid Adam Tetz, the person goes down into this field. V'roi, and he sees, Te'in Shabekra, he sees a fig that's maturing, even if it didn't fully mature. Or Eshkol Nabim Shabekra, he sees a cluster of grapes that's maturing. Or Rimin Shabekra, a pomegranate that's maturing. So Kaishim Begami, he goes and he ties it with a reed. V'amin, he says, Hardei Bikurim, these are the first fruits. V'im Nasi Bikurim, and they become the first fruits, B'mechubber, when it's attached, Mishakar L'mshem, when he designates it with the title. Now, V'av B'shadayin L'boshel Kotzakim, and this, even if it didn't fully mature yet. Now, Mishir Gomer, when the finish is maturing, B'yitlish Menekark, and he attaches from the ground, in the Tzarech Lachos of Likas L'Mishir, he doesn't have to go back and say, adidle it again. Now, let's say Lohi Afrishan B'Bukhub, let's say he did not separate it when it was still attached to the ground, he didn't tie a reed around it. And B'Likar L'Mishir, he didn't call it Bikurim, which L'Hashem, when he already detached it, he said, Mafesh, Achash, and B'Lashah, so he separates the Bikurim after it's attached. Now, V'Nitma, Peris Kulman, now let's say all the produce became Tameh, then any mafresh bikurim b'tumah does not separate bikurim in the state of tumah. El mafresh b'natar la'tumah l'ketchila, rather he should separate from that which is tar on those which are tumah initially. Now, the mainly peres acheris lavshman, unless he doesn't have any other produce to separate for these produce which are his fruits which became tumah. Says Rami, you're all leave. It appears to me shein mafresh b'tumah does not separate in the state of tumah. Shein mafresh leave, because we don't separate to, that should go to waste, because that which is tumah has to be burnt. And the chen Yerali says the Rami, it also appears to me shabikurim shenitmu, the bikurim that became tumah, you don't use it to fire up an oven, like truma, which became tummy. The reason is because they're considered like this holy things of the mikdash, which we don't use it in that manner, and therefore you can't use it even for heating up your oven. Let's say someone separates his first fruits and they rotted, or if they were stolen, or they were lost, or they were robbed, or stolen, or they became tummy, which again is not fit to be eaten, and therefore they're like figs which had rotted. So they have to separate other ones to take their place, and he brings them without saying the parasha of Bikurim. Krishnebet says in the passage in Shema, he's Tavi Beis Hashem Lekeach, you should bring to the house of Hashem your God. Malamet, Shuchai, Bach, Yusim, this teaches that he's responsible to ensure them until he actually brings them to the Beis HaMikdash, as it says, Tavi, that he has to bring it to Beis HaShem Lekecha. If someone separates his first fruits to bring it with his own hands to Yerushalayim, then he's not allowed to send it through an agent. The reason for that is because any Bikurim that's fit to be permitted to be eaten only when you say a parasha Bikurim, so it's only going to be permitted that way. Because when a shliach, an agent brings it, then he actually brings it without saying the parasha Bikurim. Now, since when you separate it, it was with the intention of he himself to bring it, then it's not going to be permitted to be eaten only when he himself says the parasha Bikurim. So then you have to bring it yourself. Then lichtem etchila, but let's say it was initially gathered, it was harvested amanas l'shalchem yad shleich with the intention of sending it through an agent. Then harizem mutal l'shalchem, then it's permitted to send it through an agent because at the time when he separated, there was no obligation of the kriya because that was not the intention, and therefore then he's allowed to send it with a shleich.